We'll climb into the August 2, 2013 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with this rain report. Summer is the time for barbecues, Midwest sweet corn, 16-inch softball, and antenna parties. Here's a presentation about safety precautions one should take when installing and maintaining antennas in the backyard. The speaker is Phil Theiss, K3TUF, a veteran in such matters.
How often before you have a tower event where you're going to have a lot of work being done, do you have the safety meeting? Where's the first aid kit?
Right here.
Okay, we have the first aid kit. So if there's any need, we know that where the first aid kit. How about a hard hat?
Hard hat.
Hard hat, okay. Now, if you're going to be within the drop zone, you need a hard hat. This is an easy one. Who has a phone to call 911? I think just about everybody. And has someone gone and inspected all the anchor points? Yeah, I think that's been taken care of. Well, we just had a safety meeting right there. Those are the important factors. Now, we're going to talk about wire antennas, some new things with telescoping masts, hazards. We're going to get into fall protection, very important ABCs there, and then summary. So we all have these wonderful antennas, and we want to enjoy them. So that's what this is all about, how to be safe while doing work on your tower. When we want to get an antenna up in the air, we have these wonderful devices called trees, and we can get antennas up into trees. They make great, especially low-band antennas. So how do you get these wires and supports up into the trees? Here are some of the possibilities. Some of the more safe ones would be the bucket truck, but we can't always bring a bucket truck to get something over a tree. Now, I know I might offend some people, but there's a safety issue with some of these things like bow and arrow, slingshot, but you use your preference. For me, I've evolved through some injured fingers with slingshot. Between the two shooters, I find the tennis ball to be great. How many of you use the tennis ball shooter? Do you love it? Yeah, I do too. It's great. The tennis ball shooter, in my mind, is the way to go. Now, enjoy that antenna. Boy, they work great. In fact, put multiple ones up so you have some gain. Telescoping masts. Rhone makes a great set of telescoping masts. What about that? First of all, the guidelines. You've got to follow the guidelines. Most importantly, have adequate help. You can't do that by yourself. And we always use N plus one, so have adequate help plus one. It's always convenient when you're going to be pulling those up that somebody else is available to grab something while you're holding what's got to be held. Now, fall zone is the height in all directions. We're going to talk later a little bit about drop zone, and that's a little smaller. But the fall zone, and any of you that have done zoning work and want to get your tower authorized, you've heard about the fall zone, but that's actually the height of the tower. Now, I'm real fortunate at my place. I have a number of towers, but 125 feet behind my property line is the cable head end, and they have a 240-foot tower. So don't ever talk to me about fall zone in my property. But, of course, nowhere near electric. If your drop to your house is anywhere near where this is, you have to be ultimately careful. You do not want something like a steel galvanized pipe there to come anywhere near the electric lines. What about temporary antennas? They need to be treated just like any other installation. Injuries might be temporary, but you really don't want them. So follow all the same precautions that you would if your antenna was permanent. So we're going to talk about hazards when it comes to antenna tower work, environmental, structural, and then the tools. Wind. I'm very concerned about the wind. You'll develop your own tolerance for wind. Mine's kind of low, about 15 miles per hour. I guess it depends on how urgent the need is to finish the work, whether you're going to climb. Moisture is a real no-no. If it's raining, climbing should be out of the question. It's just too unsafe to climb. And if you have lightning storms coming through, don't go up. And sun, we'll get to talk about that later with the precautions. In terms of structural, you want to make sure your guy tension, you know, the tower isn't sloppy. If you're going to climb somebody else's tower, this is really where you want to take these kinds of precautions. Is the guy tension to your liking? If you climb tower and you make it known that you're willing to climb a tower, you're going to have opportunities for sure. So if you go to an unknown tower, you want to inspect. We'll talk about inspection in a little bit, but you want to look at every one of those secured points and the base of the tower. Make sure it's, look up, is it plumb, is it torqued? Is it turned and twisted? That's a bad sign. The equipment that you're going to use, we'll outline that in a little bit. If your straps are broken, you want to be careful with that. And the hand tools that you're going to use. Now, the plan is very important. You really need to convey that. I saw that at the first safety meeting. What are we doing here? So everybody's on the same page. You definitely want to have a common thread of understanding with the people on the ground. Now, of course, when you're on a tower installation or repair job, who's in charge? The guy on the tower, that's right. So if you're in charge, of course, you know what you're trying to do, but make sure the plan is known to everybody on the ground. Rigging, you want to have some good knots. Don't compromise on knots. You really do not want to have a knot come apart when you're up doing some good work. Use a gin pole where you can. A winch is a great tool. If you don't have one, borrow one. They really make the job a lot easier. Otherwise, you really should have three or four. If you're pulling any kind of weight, use a snatch block, come horizontal. It's difficult when you're pulling down, but you want to have two or three people because if you let that go, there's trouble ahead. So winches are really a great tool to have. Hand tools, make sure you have everything. Try to think ahead, days ahead. Try to, in your mind, go through every step that you're going to go through up on the tower and have everything that you possibly need ready and available.
You're listening to a 2013 Dayton Hamvention Talk by Phil Theis, K3TUF, a veteran in installing and maintaining antennas. We'll conclude our excerpt from Phil's presentation in a moment. This is the Rain Report, available on Twitter.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Always take water. And if you're going to be up on the tower for a little while, it doesn't hurt to take some crackers, some snacks. Water is invaluable to have with you and replenish and give you the energy, because when you're done the work, you've still got to climb down. And that takes energy. Have a good carrier for your tools there. There's a wide variety available. Now, the pre-climb inspection, why is that important? The guy anchors are really something that you have to be concerned about. Ron, one of our pack rats, did a talk on tower construction, and this is how not to install. But if you go to a friend's and you see a turnbuckle like that that could potentially open, I think you want to make repairs before you actually do work on the tower. So this is why you want to inspect. And of course, there's a lot of construction. He notes eight particular problems. I think the biggest one is, look what the connection is to, the tree. Not the best anchor for a tower. Okay, the climb itself. We're all not as young as we used to be. So leading up to the climb, it's good to be in shape. Stretch is very important because cramping can come in. Now, I'm stretching, I don't know the names of the muscles, but taking my leg here, stretching, it's a good thing to do. You want to do some deep knee bends, get yourself stretched out, because the last thing you need is you've got the job done and you want to come down, you've used all this energy, but your muscles decide to cramp. And so to avoid that, before you start climbing, stretch. When you're climbing, this takes a little bit of thought, but concentrate, and it does take concentration, because you want to protect yourself. So as you're climbing, you're going to start using your arms, and you're going to really want to use your arms. So it takes a real conscious effort to force yourself to use the energy in your strong legs. And so that takes a little bit of work, but force yourself and try that next time you're climbing the tower, and you'll find that you'll have more energy because your upper body wants to protect you and keep you from falling. So if you're pulling yourself up, you're just overexerting muscles that you don't have to. Use the muscles, those nice strong leg muscles. And don't hesitate to pause and rest frequently. What I do is I can actually feel my heart rate. And so if I get to a break point, I will just listen till my heart rate settles back down, and then I'll start going up. You'll have your own method to do that. Good breathing and don't not wear your protective equipment. Most importantly, you have to be connected all the time. We've seen some of those pictures of the people singing on the tower. Okay, but be connected. No exception to that whatsoever. Now the work. Slings are just great to have. Circuits of rope with a little clip on it, it's just invaluable. You want to make your job as easy as possible. Safety equipment. First aid kit, we talked about it, and that's something you really should have available, but make sure everybody knows where it is. Oh yeah, I have a first aid kit. Somebody gets cut, you're up on the tower, they don't know where it is. So it's very important to have the safety first aid kit and know where it is. Head protection, we're going to identify all of this. So it's priceless. It's required by federal regulations. You're not subject to federal regulations on your private property, but it's a great idea to have. Now, hard hat, very important for the climber as well as those in the drop zone. Now, the drop zone is one half the height of the tower. So if you're working on a 100-foot tower, 50-foot circle, you might drop a bolt, but if it's going straight down, it might hit a rung. It's going to careem off a bit. So you want half the height of the tower. If you're that close and somebody's in the air, you need a hard hat. Hard hats are not expensive. They are not expensive. At least the hardware stores around us carry them, and I think for $10, $11, you can get an OSHA-approved hard hat. So really get hard. And, of course, most of you have hard hats left over from work. You can go get them there. Foot protection is important. If you're going to spend any time on the tower, you don't want sneakers. You really don't. You need a good steel shank, and the bottom of the boot is what's important. Steel toe isn't important for tower climbing, but the shank is. Now, if you're going to hear earplugs, optional, I would say. Earplugs if you're going to only have the equipment working up on the tower, like a drill or something like that. But safety glasses, very important if you don't have the right kind of glasses that yourself. But most important here, always gloves, by the way, always gloves. Skin protection. If you don't have long sleeves, and you're still going to get parts of that sun, and if you're up there for a couple hours, even if you don't have carcinoma issues like some of us middle-aged folks do have, sun exposure is not good. You really need to have the right covering. And I believe long pants, long sleeves is just a great tool to have. You'll sweat it up and make it uncomfortable, but you just take it off when you get down. Sunscreen, again, for those spots that you're not covering. Power tools, knives, we won't get too far into this, although I will say that I talked about dropping a bolt, and invariably it could happen, but the professionals, they take their time and they say they will never drop anything from aloft. Now, I know it happens, but if you put a concerted effort in to say, I'm not going to drop, you know what's happening, you know, the antenna's up and you got the U-bolt nuts and you want to get those washers on there and you maybe find a flat spot to put it, but and then it gets pushed off, but concentrate on making kits, the nuts and the bolts, so that you can reach in and use them one at a time. And if you make a concerted effort to say, I'm not going to drop anything, oh, here comes something, you want to avoid that. Be professional and do the best you can to not drop anything off the tower. Cold weather can be desirable because you can use layers and you can be comfortable. Warm weather actually is the least comfortable when it comes to climbing. Right in the middle is pretty good, but have the right clothing. Communications. I've ruined an HT, so I went to FRS because, for $20 you get a pair. FRS is a great cheap way. It's important for the people on the ground to know that it's difficult for you in the air to hear. And why is that? Because when you get up above the area where everybody else is, you're not just hearing the sounds that are directly below you. You're hearing the sounds from all over. You're hearing the train in the next town. You're hearing the cars on the road. You're hearing all kinds of that. So be aware from the ground, if you're on the ground, that it's difficult for them to hear. That's why a radio is a good way. Well, I can hear, but be aware if you're on the ground crew that you want to first get the person's attention and then convey it. Because if you just say what you're going to say, they're not going to hear it the first time. They're just going to get their attention and then you want to repeat that.
The thoughts and observations of veteran antenna installer and maintainer Phil Theis, K3TUF. Excerpted from his 2013 Dayton Hamvention presentation. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2013 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com. Tag 2. The thoughts and observations of veteran antenna installer and maintainer Phil Tice, K3TUF, excerpted from his 2013 Dayton Hamvention presentation. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2013 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.